We are learning Masechtas Baba Kama Daf Yud Aleph on Beis, and we're starting two lines from the top, and we are continuing Zaitiga Sugyas, because we mentioned before Ula Amar Abulazar Logabe Shomen Legana Velagazlin. So we're bringing a different down memories of Ula Amar Abulazar. Amar Ula Amar Abulazar Bechar Shenitraf, a Bechar that was less than 30 days old that got killed. Bechar Shenitraf Besaych Lamed Yoim Ein Poydim Oysay. You don't have to do a Pidyon HaBen, because Rashi explains that really, Pidyon HaBen, really, according to Rashi, it sounds like you have a tzad that it's chayiv ready from when it was born. Why do you always wait 30 days? You want to make sure it's not a nafel. You want to make sure it's not a, it's a good, strong baby. But here, that it was killed, so it's a regular baby. The baby wouldn't have died itself, only died for something else. So maybe there you'd be chayiv to do Pidyon HaBen. Kamas Mlon Ula, that you don't have to. You're part of. Maybe even if it dies within 30 days, you should be paided. Ach is a miyut that you don't have to be paided if it dies within 30 days. So what's the kamash malon? So Tosfos learned that the kamash malon is that because we're still chayshes, maybe it would have died by itself. That's the chiddush. Zok Tosfos, that's Masvim from Rashi, that if you knew Kim Lam Begave, the Kol HaKadosh, you knew for sure that would have lived, Yitaka Chayef to Pidyon HaBen, even though it's dead before 30 days. And Tosfos has a problem with that. Tosfos brings a raya that until 30 days, there's no din Pidyon HaBen. So Tosfos says, he can say a different pshat a little bit. He don't think Rashi's saying this, but it stems with Rashi's pshat, that it means like this. That's exactly the cause of that. No, 30 days is a din. You don't pay the rent until after 30 days. Not dafka because of it's an eifel. That's the kamash one. Kamash one is that pay the rent only chayiv after 30 days. But Tais himself brings down a new pshat. This is all Tais the Rasul Bechart. And the Tais brings down a new pshat. Tais says that it could be the case is that the baby became a treifa. And the baby's living past 30 days. The chiddush is, if it came a treifa within 30 days, you don't have to do Pidyon HaBen on this baby, even though it's older than 30 days. And that's a Tosfos holds more gemak pshat, because we're not saying it's a havamina within 30 days, and a chiddush is, but it's a chiddush. That a behemoth is a treifa, even if it lives past 30 days, you don't have to do Pidyon HaBen. That's Tosfos pshat. So you have Rashi's pshat and Tosfos pshat. Rashi's pshat means it was killed in 30 days. According to Tosfos, means it became a treifa and it lived past 30 days. A big behemah gasa is like a cow or an ox. That behemah is niknas b'mashicha. When you coin it, you coin it b'mashicha. Break the mark of Aran Tanam b'mesira. Now it says in the Mishnah b'mesira. Hudama kai tana. Ula says like this tana, the tana to the bride. So chamayim remezu v'zu b'mashicha. Rav Shimnayim remezu v'zu b'agba. Chamayim say that both behemah daka and behemah gasa, you can be coin it b'mashicha. And Rav Shimon says zuv zuv agba. The only remember is the Masechtas Kedushin. The Gemara asks, how do you do a hagba on an elephant? The Gemara has four different pshatim there. Ayin chum. Tosfos over here, Behemagasa, says a very important thing. Ain ikah adav akana. Perakam Kedushin herachti. So if any questions, look over there. Especially, it's only one Masechta goes to the realm power remembers. V'am ula amar Rav Elazar. Ha'achim shecholku. Brothers that are splitting the Yerusha. Mashalayim shomin. Which means like this. The brothers are splitting the Yerusha, and their children already are wearing clothing from the estate, from the Yerusha. So what do? Do you evaluate everyone's clothing that they're wearing? So the Gemara says like this. The Achim themselves, you do shots up, what they evaluate what they're wearing, and you put that into the pact. Masha'inke, the children, you don't. Zog Rashi, why? Given the bonum bonus, the osle vedina, loy mevaz and lomasi. It's a design to bring in the bezdin and start evaluating the clothing. Therefore, we don't do that. Tosfos explains that it's a mechila. Look at Tosfos' maskal ma. Tosfos says, shemisyav shimla, the spaishin la havin la bezdin, the embarrassed come to bezdin, umachli adalti the moichel. Upasagra of alpha, zog Tosfos, dafka big the chel, a big the shabbos shaman. Big the shabbos, you do shots up. Why? Because the big the shabbos, you can bring the bezdin. They're not wearing it. Just bring the clothing to bezdin, therefore those you can wear. So that's the, because Tosfos is going out to mechila, but there's no mechila on that. The only mechila is a busha. For that you can bring. The Rabbein Chananel is a little different. He says that the reason why they're kind is, the reason why you don't evaluate that, because they're kind of that already. So if you that, there'll be even Shabbos clothing, if you're Rabbein Chananel. Let's go back to the Gemara. So, Acham Shachol, Kumashalayim, Shamashalab, Benayim, and the same, Ain Shaman. Or a Papa, Pa'am, Mav, Masha, Alayim, Ain Shaman. Sometimes, even what they're wearing, you don't evaluate. The oldest brother, the Nichleo Shtamamili, the older brother, everyone's masking that he should wear clothing from the estate without taking that off the account because they want him to look good. Therefore, people should listen to him. They need him to be the Rosh HaMashpacha, and they want him to look until he split up the house. They split up the estate. They want him to look good, and the Meichel, he should wear clothing from the estate. If you have a shomer, let's say we'll see a shomer chinam, a shomer sacha, and he has to go away and he gives it over to someone else. The halacha is that it's his potter because he gave it to a bar das. But loy meboy shomer chinam, a shomer sacha. The lui ailo shmirasa. That's pasha of shomer chinam, a shomer sacha, which he watches it even better because he's chayiv in gneiva vaveida. So. That's for sure good. If it's a oinus, so for example, if it's a shomechinam, it's chayv. We know if it's a shomechinam, it's part of nevaveda. Shomechinam is chayv in nevaveda, it's part of oinusim. So here the shomechinam gave it to shomechinam, and there was an oinus. So then the loch is a potter, even though you could tell the shomer this first guy, why did you give it away? So what did I give it to someone who's responsible, and it was oinus. So you potter. Not only that, if a Shem Esach gave it to Shem Echinam, and there was an Oinus, he's also a potter. Obviously, if it's a Gnei Vaveda, then still the Shem Esach who took the responsibility is Chayiv. But if it was an Oinus, then the Halach is your potter. Because you're not like give over something, no one gave it permission. This man, the Ula holds that that's only Din L'Chatchila. But the Evan, if I give it to Ben Das, that is called a Shmira, and as long as it's something that you're potter for, you'll be potter. Rav argues. Rav Amar, Shemer Shemasa, Shemer Chayiv. You're always Chayiv. Let me buy you Shemer Sacha, Shemasa, Shemer Chinam, the Guru Gav Shemasa. That's positive. Shemer Sacha gave it to Shemer Chinam, who watches it with less intensity because he's part of the Gnei Veda. So there it's positive that you're Chayiv no matter what. The Lafil Shemer Chinam, Shemasa, Shemer Sacha, Chayiv. Even though there you were Moisiv in the Shemira, still Chayiv. Why? Domalei, because the Baal Bas tells him, At Mehem Tli B'Shuah, I believe you were Shuah. Hai Lamehem B'Shuah. I don't believe the other fellow with a shvua. I don't believe him. Now, so what's the svar? The svar is, he's saying that, I don't care what happened. I only believed you, I didn't believe him, and therefore, whatever happens, I don't believe them. So therefore, you're chayiv. Zaktai says, come out for Rava's reason. If the other guy's neman tembe shvua, the guy he gave it to, so then it would work. Then it'll be fine. It'll be potter, because you believe the guy was shvua. Another example would be is, if the first shomer was at the scene of the oinus, of the second guy, whatever the story was, he's at the scene, and he makes a shvua himself, then it will work. But Tais points out that Gemara B'Metzias is another reason also, as the Machlekes there. The other reason there it says that I don't trust the other guy. That it says that there's a reason over there, Imrit Shaini Shepik Doini B'Yalachar. I don't want my pekam in someone else's hands. If that's the reason, so then it makes a difference if he's believed in the shvua or not. There, learning to behemel shua, they won't help if I believe that guy more if I was there at the scene. Lamaisa, you should not have given it away, and that alone is called a psia. It's my shar. The Balaam has a full. It's a shar. No. He said, I don't want it by someone else. I gave it to you. You can't give it to someone else. That alone is a psia, giving it to someone else. And if you have no matter what, you cannot. Ain't ritzayin is shemir alacha. Ain't ritzayin. I don't want to be alacha. Two pshat and why? Shemir is my shemir called the Rava. Two reasons why Shema Shema is always Chayiv. Two reasons. Rava's reason is because you are believing in Shvua, not the second guy. That's one reason. Second reason the Gemara there is because Ein Ritzayin Yishev Yavayachar. And we said two Nafkaminas already. There's more than that. Two Nafkaminas are, in the case of the second guy is Naaman, then it'll be different Halacha. That's the two reasons the Gemara B'Metzia. Ma'amulam Ramalaza. Hilchas Agayvin Min Avadim. The Halacha is that you could collect a chayiv from avadim. Now, what does that mean? We're going to see, it's taka discussion, if avadim are like a karka or not. We know that when you collect from mishubadim, you collect from something that was sold, you collect from karka. So what are we talking about here? Or from yisayimim, you collect from karka dafka. So here it says, you collect from avadim. What are we talking about? Amar Rav Nachman Nachman l'ula. Rav Nachman asks ula. Amar Rav Elazar film yasmi. The Rav Elazar say that even from yisayimim, you could collect avadim. That means that you hold mamish like karka? So loy, no, minay. It means from him, from the guy who took the loan himself, from the life himself, I could collect avodim if he doesn't have money. Break the imam, minay, afilu maglim al-kaspe. Even let him take his shirt. If he has two shirts, at least Tais speaks out. But you're allowed to take a shirt even. Of course, not take a hevet. It's not a chiddush. So the Gemara says, no, Avadi collecting it from the Meshavadim. What's the case? Also, because Ulo didn't want to say, Ramakma asked him, it's Mamshai Karka? So he says, nah. But the case was he made it apoyetiki. Apoyetiki means you say, you tell the Malva, I'm putting this aside for you to collect from it. Kedarava, don't Rava, also Avdi apoyetiki. Apoyetiki is Lashon of apoyetiki, you're going to collect from this thing. Umachrai, and he sold it. Bachoyim gave him, Bachoyim goes and collects from it. Shoyrai apoyetiki. Make a shor apoyetiki machray in bechayv gev emenu. You don't collect from it. My timer. Ha is the kol, less the kol. The reason is because there we feel bad for the guy buying it. By eved, there's a kol. Made it apoyetiki. There's a kol about it. Mashayik in a shor, there's no kol in it, and therefore we feel bad for him. Tosis speaks out. Now that we're saying it's apoyetiki, not only do you collect it if it's sold, but from the same also you will collect. Look at Tosis kunch also apoyetiki. Tosis v'hasu gavi miyasme kemoy melekeach. Once you collect from Yisoyim, from Lekuchos, you collect from Yisoyim also. So it comes out, Ula saying to Rav Nachman, no, it doesn't mean it's mamish like karka. What it means is, he made it out poitiki, you could go collect from it. And the chiddush is, it's different than shar, because it has a coil. So the Gemara Vaitel, the boss of the Nafik, after Rav Nachman left, Ula said over his memory, Hilchos HaGoyim Avodim. So after he left, Omala Ula, you know what the truth is? Halchem Rav Laza, fill me Yasmi. Even with Ara Poitiki, you collect from Yasmin, you collect from Yisrael and Avodim. Why? Because it has a din of Karka. And Rav Nachman got upset, we'll see. And we'll see a sugya soon Vaitel now, Meshachem in the next year, about is ever like Akoya or not. But right now what we're holding is, Rav Ula was skipped to tell Rav Nachman this, but Ula said, Rav Loza really said that Rav Odom is mamish like karka, and has a shibud just like karka, and you collect even from Yisoyim, even though it's not a poetiki.